Waiting for Moscow's next move. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Troops in Ukraine unloading fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members in anticipation of an invasion by Russia. Fox's Trey Yingst in the capital, Kyiv.
The Ukrainians conducted more drills today, but seem to have a different view on the current intelligence assessments. Ukrainian President Zelensky said this when I asked him about the situation.
The truth that we have different information. And now the best friend for enemies, that is panic in our country.
On Saturday, several thousand people marched through the streets of Kiev, singing the Ukrainian national anthem and holding signs that say Russian President Putin is a war criminal.
The Biden administration thinks a Russian attack is imminent. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday.
I mean, this is the time, if you're an American citizen and you're in Ukraine, you really should be making your way out. Again, we believe that a major military action could be only days away. Could happen any day now, quite frankly. So now's not the time to be in Ukraine. You should make plans to leave immediately. And as the president has said, U.S. troops will not be fighting in Ukraine.
The Kremlin denies planning to invade its neighbor. Canadian truckers continue to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Fox's Alexis McAdams in the capital, Ottawa.
For the first time in several weeks, we're hearing that there will be some movement by the truckers here in Ottawa, Canada. Now, the president of the Freedom Convoy has been speaking with Ottawa's mayor, and they came to an agreement that they'll move some of the trucks out of the residential areas around the capital city, but they will not be moving them from in front of Parliament. Now, with 4,000 demonstrators lining the streets here, police have been outnumbered, which has been a big issue. A third straight weekend of protests against COVID restrictions now continues, and Ottawa police have established a joint command center, bringing in help from other agencies.
Meanwhile, police arresting the remaining protesters who blocked the busiest border crossing with the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Border agents at the U.S.-Mexico border are still dealing with a surge of migrants.
Border agents out here every single day are having to deal with both family units who are showing up to turn themselves in, as well as runners who do not want to be caught and are trying to get away. Shortly after sunrise, as border agents were trying to track down the runner, sometimes they will call out a CBP helicopter to do so. Easier to find them from the brush, from above in this dense brush out here. These are always single adults because they either feel they're going to be expelled from the country, deported, or perhaps they have a criminal record. They do not want to be caught, and they are not willing to turn themselves in.
Fox's Bill Malugin. Another jump at the gas pumps. Prices rising 15 cents in the last 3 weeks. The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.55, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says the increase comes after a rise in crude oil costs. Plenty of firsts for Super Bowl 56, the big game now underway.
It's the first time the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams have met in the NFL Championship and SoFi Stadium's inaugural Super Bowl. It's the first time in nearly 30 years LA has hosted the big game and the second Super Bowl matchup between quarterbacks drafted number one overall. The Rams' Matthew Stafford drafted number one overall by the Detroit Lions in 2009. The Bengals' Joe Burrow drafted number one overall by Cincinnati in 2020. The first during Super Bowl 50 when Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos defeated Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers. From SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The San Francisco 49ers came within a game of reaching the Super Bowl. Now the team has another loss to deal with in the form of a cyber attack. The ransomware gang Black Byte claims it stole some of the team's financial data and posted it on the dark web. The Niners say they've notified law enforcement and hired cybersecurity firms to help. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.